Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Now, investigations are underway into a major fire that broke out at a Dublin apartment block yesterday afternoon. Residents gathered outside the complex today in Blanchardstown and were unsure of when they would be able to return home. Joining us with the latest on this story is RTÉ News reporter Diane Connor. And I know, Diane, you've been up at the complex. Can you maybe first remind us of the circumstances of the fire?
Yes, Sarah. Well, emergency services were alerted at around a 4:15 yesterday, and 7 units of the fire brigade attended the scene. It's the Falcons View complex beside the Crown Plaza, which is very close to Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. It seems to have originated around halfway up the building and then spread upwards through the balconies. And that damage was very clear today. I mean, I could see holes in the ceilings and blackened walls. And investigators and officials from Dublin Fire Brigade and a forensics team could be seen in those apartments and out in the balconies as they assessed the damage. And the building was cordoned off, and lots of residents who had been evacuated from the building yesterday were milling around there all morning, kind of looking up at the damage and unsure really of what's next for them. And there are some local councillors offering help and advice, and many residents are hoping to get back into their apartments to get some belongings. They'd left obviously very quickly yesterday. Some had gotten in very briefly last night to get some items and are back again today. And a representative of the management company was on site there bringing residents up to their homes where it was possible. And then they could be seen walking back out again with some bags with whatever they were able to gather in the few minutes that they had.
So not all the apartments in the complex were badly damaged, but as you say, some were very extensively damaged.
Yes, some very extensively. Certainly the 7 apartments facing outwards towards Blanchardstown Shopping Centre were very, very badly damaged. And I spoke to some residents who had seen some footage that has been passed back and forth between some of the residents of the interiors. And they said that a number of the apartments, not all, but a number of them have been very badly gutted inside. And I understand then that other apartments had a lot of water damage and smoke damage to their apartments. And a fire officer with Dublin Fire Brigade, Keith Markey, has been out earlier today saying that it was mainly contained to the exterior, because he said that interior safety systems did seem to work well and no one was injured in this blaze. But investigation is now being carried out by both the Gardaí and the Fire Brigade to see what did cause, what was the start of the fire.
Okay. What's the situation then at this point with the power in the complex, Diane? Because I know this morning around 30 apartments were without power.
That's right. Just under 30 were without power this morning. And just before I came on air, I got an update from ESB Networks, and they said there are now 13 apartments that have yet to be reconnected. In total, 47 have been connected. And a spokesperson for ESB Networks said it's liaising closely with the hotel, which is right next door, right beside the apartment complex, and indeed the management company, and providing a dedicated service to expedite the electricity reconnections. However, they're saying that they can only reconnect once that the appropriate electrical work within the complex is completed and certified by a registered electrician. I understand that the damage done to a number of apartments is such that extensive rewiring will be required in order for it to be certified. So I'm not sure, it's not clear really how long that will take.
And in the meantime then, what about the families who aren't able to stay in their apartments now? Where are they being accommodated?
Well, some families are staying with their extended family and friends. Others are being accommodated in hotels. Locally last night, some were given rooms in a hotel in Tyrrellstown. I spoke to a number of people who stayed there. Fingal County Council issued a statement today saying that its housing department has been in contact with the management company of the apartment complex to help ensure that all those impacted do have access to necessary services and accommodation. And they had staff there on site this morning engaging with the residents, and in a statement that I received today, the council said that, and I quote here, "We have been assured that all of the residents whose apartments are temporarily uninhabitable because of fire damage have been provided with alternative accommodation." And it continues saying, "We will work with residents and the management company as progress is made with works to repair damaged apartments over the coming weeks."
All right, Diane Connor, thank you very much for joining us with that update. We'll take a break.